right, Finnegan, Larry, Owen, sipping her up to Nancy. There's nine in me family, and none of them are me own. I wish that each and every man would come and claim his own. Oh, and me right, Finnegan, Larry, Owen, me tip Finnegan, all of it, and me right, Finnegan, Larry, Owen, sipping her up to Nancy.
Well, do you like that? You do. I know you're liking that. Well, if you want to hear more, well, I can tell you, come Saturday, 23rd of October, Derry Farrell, there he is, will be performing a very special intimate show that's happening in the Hawkswell Theatre here in Sligo. And it's all part of a Sligo Live Festival. And to find out a little bit more, well, we're joined on the line by the man himself. Derry, a very good evening to you.
Good evening to yourself, Shamie. How are you keeping? All right? And well, everybody back in Sligo.
Well, we're doing our best. And we're looking forward, I'm telling you, lots of gigs happening. And you'll be joining us, as I say, on the Saturday night in the Hawkswell Theatre. And it'll be promised to be a great night of music anyway, I can tell you that. But first off, I have to say to you, I suppose your thoughts on the passing of Paddy Maloney?
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad, you know, really sad. And actually last week, I was only looking at a documentary about them, you know, and I was looking back on photographs, actually, that I had of, I never actually met the man, would you believe, right? But I knew all of the other members of the Chieftains, like, well, I know them all, you know what I mean? I met Sean Potts years ago. I used to do a session with himself. I was only talking about this last week. It's really funny, like, you know.
Yeah.
I used to do a session with Sean Potts and Sean Og Potts years and years ago in Clondalkin. And I met Kevin then. He's a fantastic singer, like, you know. And I met him in Wicklow there at a festival a couple of years ago. And he was such a lovely man, you know. And then Sean then as well. I done 2 years ago there, two and a half years ago. Bloody hell, I can't remember now because of the COVID. But I think, and we done a thing called Dublin Legends, and he came as a guest and joined us on stage, and his playing was absolutely stunning. So, like, I mean, you're talking about, like, and then, of course, Matt Malloy, like, you know what I mean? Lovely man, always get to meet him when I go to Mayo and stuff. But like, really, like, just what a band. Like, I mean, they were absolutely fantastic. They touched all of the corners, like, of the music kind of genre, didn't they, really?
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. Yeah. But I was just being reminded, you're a big fan of Christy Moore, are you?
Oh, I'd be a massive fan of Christy, yeah. You know, I love Christy.
Probably a bigger fan than you'd admit, or probably is probably what you got into traditional music in the first place, was it?
That would be it. Like, I remember I was only a young lad, and I found my guitar the other day, right? I didn't find it, right? So, funny story. So I remember sitting watching the TV, and Christy Moore was playing on the Late Late Show, and he was playing the Bowron, and then he was playing the guitar. And I remember when he was playing the Bowron, I remember saying, I'd love to be able to do what he's doing there. And what he was doing was he had the audience enthralled, and he had me enthralled, like, watching the TV, as he probably did many other people that were watching. And he was doing the Well Below the Valley on the Bowron. I always tell this story. It was amazing. And I think my mum and dad picked me up wrong. They bought me a Bowron. And that's how I started playing music, actually, funny enough. That's actually the way that I started playing music. I started on the Bowron first, and I went on to the guitar. Got an old beaten-up Fender acoustic, semi-acoustic guitar. And I gave it, actually, about 7 or 8 years ago, I gave it to my pal, Mick. Mick Kelly from the Craig and White Hair. Mick Kelly's in the end of the Craig and White Hair.
Yeah.
And I gave it to Mick. And he gave it to his son, and then Mick gave me the guitar back there probably about 3 weeks ago. And I got it back, and it has 5 strings. It's actually hanging on the wall here now. I'm looking at it. It has 5 strings, and I'm going to change the strings on it now in a minute.
So, well, that's what I always say. Bring the new strings, will you, for God's sake?
I definitely will, yeah.
Come here. Something caught me eye. You studied in Dundalk in the IT. In the music performance. Now, that's kind of close to my heart because my daughter studied there as well. And I just spotted that and I said, hey, there you went. She loved that place. Absolutely.
Loved it. And myself too. Absolutely loved it, you know. And it was great. And it was, like, it was definitely two of the best years of my life. Like, and the study, I really went in the deep end. I'd done 2 years there on a degree course, which was linked in with a diploma course that I'd done. So I'd done 2 years in the diploma course, went and done 2 years up there, and I'd done that. A degree, and actually I started I'd done a thesis on Liam Weldon, and which was kind of, and I met Len Graham and stuff up there, and Jerry O'Connor, and I met all those guys, you know, the Jerry O'Connor, the fiddle player, and all the fantastic musicians from County Louth, like, and stuff like that, you know. I met them all, and like, it was just great. It was just, that's when I started kind of taking the music a bit seriously, actually, was when I got up there, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you started off as an electrician, right? And how long did you spend it? You didn't spend that long at it.
Would you believe, how many years would you say I spent it? I spent 15 years at it.
You spent how many?
15. I was 15 years as an electrician, from apprentice to fully qualified electrician to, I was a foreman on building sites and stuff like this.
Right.
So, otherworldly, like completely different, a different world altogether, you know?
Absolutely. And so then one day, you know, I mean, whatever happened, you just decided, I'm packing that in and I'm going at the music and I'm going to go to college and I'm going to do it right.
And I started on the banjo, Shane, would you believe? I didn't play, like, I started on the mandolin and the banjo kind of when I went into the college. That's what I was playing. I never, ever had intended on going in to do singing until I met Niamh Parsons and the likes of these guys. And she introduced me into the Ungoliant Singers Club. And I met all these singers then, you know, Jerry O'Connor, Antoinette Farrakhan, and Fergus Russell, you know, these guys like Luke Cheevers. And then kind of started going around all the different sessions around the place, the whole singer circle, Bray, I'd be going out to Bray, and then Ford Rafael would be heading out to Cavan, and then I went to Sligo, like, then a good few times for the music, because, I mean, that for all intents and purposes is the hub of where the tradition is still really, really strong over there, I believe, like, you know.
This is the Coleman country, you see.
And you have to remember that, like, you know, and it's great to be, like, I'm coming back down there and I really am looking forward to coming over and doing that gig, because it's nothing but fond memories of Sligo, like, you know.
And tell me, you have a couple of albums out, and I was listening to the current album, and that's the last recording, is it? The Lifetime of Happiness, is it?
That's the last one, and I'd done that album with Donal Lunny, which was a kind of a dream of mine, actually.
Absolutely.
You know, and that last album was just fantastic, and I was actually laughing that song that you just played, Tipping It Up to Nancy. I was a really young man when I recorded that, actually.
that was for the first album, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah, from the first turn. So I have the first turn, and then after that, then I recorded A True Born Irishman. And then after that, then was A Lifetime of Happiness, and here we are. And I'm actually on the fourth album at the moment, the fourth solo album at the moment. I was practicing and arranging stuff for today and stuff like that. And it's coming along really nicely, actually, you know.
Absolutely. Look, we're looking forward to you coming down. And what can we look forward to music-wise? And is there anything special? Well, of course, there'll be lots of special stuff you'll be playing in the Hawkswell on the Saturday night, the 23rd.
Saturday week, yeah. And you know what it is, right? I'm bringing the bazookies with me. I'm going to bring a few bazookies with me. I've got a few new ones. I've got a few old ones. And I'm going to bring them with me and get up. And, you know, I always, like, I done a little video there for the other day. And like I said in the video, I do crap jokes. I do crap stories.
But it
always seems to get a giggle out of the audience. And then just, you know, I'll be doing some songs on the bazooki that I've kind of been learning through the lockdown. And I'll do a few oldies. And you always get asked for ones that you've been doing for years. So, you know, there's going to be a lot packed into it. Like, you know, it's going to be a fun night.
Well, as long as you do the part in glass, you'll be okay. All right.
Maybe I'll sing that for you and I'll have it in my mind and sing it. Absolutely no problem at all. Yeah.
All right. Look, we're looking forward to it. And I'll have to let you go. And enjoy Sligo. And we might catch up with you when you're down here. And enjoy the gig. And that's happening Saturday, 23rd of October, folks. And that is Derry Farrell. Derry, thanks a million for joining us on the show. I wish you the best of luck. And tickets are available at the Hawkswell Theatre. Get online there, get a ticket, and go in there and enjoy.